Bryan. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Now at PMP Network is Scott Innes, the new voice of Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you get that gig, Scott?
Well, you know, it's kind of unique, actually. You know, I do a radio show myself down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I got a show called Cartoons, and I basically did a little parody song to Alabama. The group Alabama had a hit song about 3 years ago called Shaggin' on the Boulevard, and I called it Shaggy on the Boulevard, and I mixed Scooby and Shaggy in it. And a listener kept calling me, telling me, you need to call the folks at Hanna-Barbera and play that for them. So I finally did, and lo and behold, of all days that I called, Hanna-Barbera was casting for a new Scooby-Doo. Sure. For a new movie, and I didn't know that Don Messick was ill. You know, Don Messick did the voice for, you know, 28 years, and it was a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a long story short, I auditioned, got the part, and a day after I got the part, Don passed away. So I got to feel content that Don was content on who they gave the voice to.
Wow. So you just happened to call on the day they were casting Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island?
Yeah, they told me, Colette Sunderman, who's the casting director at Hanna-Barbera, she told me, she says, you don't realize how close this was. She says, if you had called a day later, it'd been cast.
Wow.
So, you know, and see, I've spent all my childhood, you know, from the time that I was 3, 4, 5, 6, going through school telling the teachers that one day I'm going to be the voice of Scooby-Doo.
Did you go back and tell those teachers that,
well,
ha-ha?
They actually came to me when I did a signing back in my hometown of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. A lot of them showed up for the big signing, and every one of them said, man, I remember you saying that. And, you know, so it's a really cool ride, man. I enjoy children, and this really gives me a bigger avenue to put my message out there.
Because you were going to schools anyway, I do the same thing. Most people in radio like to visit schools and do a little reading and things like that.
I love that.
Yeah. So now this gives you, you can bring Scooby-Doo into the schools as well.
Well, I do, and, you know, and I read the books, and I'll put them into character, you know, which is kind of cool. And, you know, it's pretty neat to walk into toy stores and see your voice on a toy product, you know. And my dad told me recently, he said, you know, we couldn't get you to shut up as a kid. Now the grandkids are bringing toys home with your voice on them, so, which was kind of cool.
The ultimate revenge.
You know? Yeah. You know, Scooby-Doo is so popular, and because of the Cartoon Network re-putting it on 3 years ago, you know, it's just, I mean, right now on the Cartoon Network, Scooby-Doo's running for president, and I did all the voice work for that. And it's wild, man. Just recently became the voice of Popeye, and just found out yesterday, in fact, we're going to go in and do some Popeye talking toys. Well, blow me down.
Wow. This is kind of you, like, you're living a fantasy, huh?
Well, it really is. It's a dream come due, as I say. And you know, it hasn't stopped. I mean, we've been doing this for 3 years now, and you know, we're on our third movie. We had Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. We had Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost, which came out this last October, and we've got Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders coming out this October. And it's pretty cool, man. I'm really looking forward to this Alien Invaders one. This is, I think, my best work yet, and I do both, you know, Scooby and Shaggy and that.
Mm-hmm.
Real pumped about that, and it never stops. 2 days ago, I was in voicing new rides for Paramount theme parks. They got a new Scooby-Doo ride where you take a ride in a mini mystery machine and go through and help Scooby and Shaggy solve the mystery. So it's wild, man. It really is wild.
What does a Shaggy sound like?
Like, I don't know about you, Scoob, but like I'm starved. Yeah, I'm starved too.
You know, I do the voice of Scrappy as well for him.
Puppy power. Hi, Uncle Scooby. I'm Scrappy-Doo. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw too. We did the Radio Shack commercials that were out for a long time and still are running. We do the Astros in those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Richard Raider running. You know, the only line in there, but it was a funny line. And
I always loved the Jetsons.
Oh, yeah. Right away, sir. Right away. Hi, this is Joey Jetson, you know, and I'm 6 years old. And this is my dog, Astro. That's right, Roy. Quit that. You're slobbering all over me, Astro.
Yeah, the Jetsons. And what's so funny about the Jetsons is, if you think about it, within another 20, 30 years, we're going to be living that cartoon.
Hmm.
You know, we'll all be driving to work in our little spaceships.
Wouldn't be a surprise to me. You know, it's interesting. I asked your publicist to send me a copy of The Best of Scott Innes, the CD.
Oh, okay.
But I never got it, so.
You never got it, yeah. And I never knew about the interview, so I'm so sorry. But I know. Well, there's always a breakdown in communication, you know, but leave it up to us radio people to put it back together.
Yeah. Now, what is this The Best of Scott Innes? Tell me about it.
Well, I did. Basically, it's funny, because I put these little albums out for my show down here. To really have for my listeners down here, and you know, we'll print up about 3,000 or 4,000 of each CD, and we'll put them on sale different places and give the proceeds to different charities. One of my biggest charities that I believe in so heartily is the St. Jude deal. That is just, I mean, I used to perform there and sing on the weekends, do my voices and stuff. And we've got so many kids from Louisiana down here that are in St. Jude Hospital, and I just, you know, Danny Thomas, you know, he said, no child should have to die in the dawn of day. And it was just, you know, that message just rings so true. No kid should have to die, period. And I always say that one of these days, when hopefully I make it to the big gates, you know, and not to get into a religion deal here, but I that's going to be one of the questions I ask, you know. But I guess God's got a bigger picture for all of us, and he's obviously working miracles with me, and I mean, too many weird things have happened.
Well, I think it's nice to see this kind of thing going on, and it's also nice when you can take it and kind of give it back.
Well, I do want to give it back, and you know, I mean, God gave it to me, and I want to give it back. I believe in the character, and you know, so in fact, my website that we just did is dedicated to the children of St. Jude. And you can get that. I'd like to give that to you guys.
You are welcome to do that right now.
Okay, it's www.scottinnes, and that's ScottInnes, and that is one word, all lowercase, .com. And it's a really neat website. It's got a lot of pictures. People love pictures. They love scrapbooks. I know, I mean, I could sit through somebody's scrapbook that I don't even know and go through pictures. And in fact, we called it the Scrappy Book. And you can see pictures behind the scenes of the making of the movie. You can even download, you know, footage from the movie behind the scenes. And you can see what Frank Welker, who's played Freddy for years, you know, since its beginning, what he looks like, and a lot of other people, you know, that are involved in it.
Well, we'll tell everybody to go visit scottennes.com, but Scott has to go visit pmpnetwork.com because that's where this interview will be shortly.
Oh, cool.
All right, that's an interview site with just all celebrity interviews.
Oh, great.
PMPnetwork.com. And scottinnes.com is ScottInnes.com. And you can check out his newest Scooby-Doo movie that will be coming out a little later on this year. And Popeye, when is that coming out?
Well, the toys, you know, they're working on right now. There's a rumor, you know, that they're trying to reinvent Popeye. Popeye is such a staple in a lot of older people's minds.
Hmm.
But since there really hasn't been a lot of new Popeye stuff, they're going to have to reinvent it for the younger kids. You know?
Now, do they have a voice for olive oil yet?
Yeah. I don't know who they got doing that.
Mm-hmm. I remember Shelley Duvall playing olive oil.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams doing Popeye.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a lousy movie, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't a big fan of them. I'm a huge fan of Popeye, but I wasn't a big fan of that movie. I'm a huge fan of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
But
it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Scott Innes, thanks so much for coming on PMPnetwork.com. And,
hey, thank you very much.
And good luck with all your stuff, especially the stuff for St. Jude's and for muscular dystrophy and all the things you support.
Thank you very much. And as Scooby and Shaggy would say, why, call us up sometime and take us out to dinner?
Yeah, because we love to eat Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.